For the Rambam, uniquely, even though the Ravid was very exercised by this, the whole idea of a certain character to a day could be extended even to Shos, even if a person ate already, because the issue really is the character. So a person could say, it's not just that I'm not going to eat and drink for this amount of time, for the duration of the day, but I want the day to have a certain character, and even, you know, to the point of a person having, you know, some measure of a kiyum of a tiny shows in that situation, in that scenario, you're not going to get to say hanenu, but that might only be for technical reasons. Namely, Ilan, again, just to remind us, you might not get to say hanenu because that would involve saying the words biyom tzom tani seinu, right? That it's not really a yom hatzom. Okay, so the Rambam says the following. Klashari b'tainis, I love that expression, not the Rambam's original expression. Ben shayim misana al tzaraso, al chalomo ben shayim misana im atzibor al tzaraso, the kishem and kach, hare ze lo yinog yidunin ba'atzmo, v'lo yakel rosho liya sameach v'tov lev, loaded expression of the Rambam. V'lo doeg v'onin, kinyin shenemar ma yisonin adam chai geber al chato'av. Mutar lo lito mesatav shil, v'achfilu b'chdei revias, v'hu shalo yivla al atoyim upolet, shachach v'achal mashlim ta'aniso. Okay, so the Rambam is basically saying there is a character to the day here, and it's not just about achila and shesia, it's not even primarily about achila and shesia. The day is a day of da'aga and aninus. That's number one, and then, seems like a little bit out of left field initially, the Rambam says, you know, Tima is acceptable. As long as, again, you're toim upolate. And by the way, even if you, you know, in the process of Tima did go ahead and eat, you should be mashlim tanisa. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying two very different halachos, and you're not really sure why he's integrating them, but I think that it actually should be obvious what the Rambam is integrating these things. Ilan, what's the svara of the Rambam here? What's the Rambam really driving at here? And why would he choose this location of all to codify the halacha of Ti'ima? Oh, Ilan, I don't know if others can hear you. I can't hear you so well. I don't know why. Efrain, let's go over to you.
Once you describe how you need things beyond just achila, Rav's also going to say, and truth is achila, that isn't even the, entirely in its complete, like, expanded form necessary.
Right, so the whole point of the Rav...
We're taking it away from achila. This is just another form of taking it away from achila.
Correct, right. The motif of this halacha is that it's about something well beyond the technical violations of achila and shesia. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to have some achila, the tainis transcends that. Yashlam taniso. And you should argue, you say, what tainis? What do you mean? He ate. No, yashlam taniso. Well, day transcends achila and shesia. So it's interesting, the Gemara is working off of a really interesting connection between two very different areas of halacha. Boimineh, ashlam tanavei rabami mirabami, hashare b'tainis mahu shiyitom. So that's why I said the Rambam didn't come up with the expression, unfortunately. It's a great line. So the Gemara says, Achilu shesia kabilei v'halaka, odil mahanoa kabilei v'aika. Basically, the chakira in the Gemara is, what is a tainis exactly? Does a tainis meaning you don't eat or drink, and it's a kind of a technical thing, or is it like a broader thing that you're, you know, in a state of inui, and there's some hanoah associated with tima. So I'm like, toim bein b'tach klum. Tana mihachim atem esein atina bracha, v'ashari b'tainis tonim v'ein b'tach klum. Sad kami rabami rabasi tami ad shir v'yasa. So the Bali Atosos point out, well, wait a second. At minimum, the Gemara assumes that you can't have achila. So what does this mean, that a chatzi shir isn't going to be defined as achila for purposes of a tainus? So pirush Rabbeinu Chananel shechozer upolei to lochashiv hanoa aminat ta'ima Aval balei Allah, of course you can't swallow anything. At minimum, there has to be refraining from achila and shesia. Afilu b'sharataniyos. Right? And that's true, not just in a situation where a person, a yachid, is mekabel tainus on himself. Really interesting connection between two very different areas of halacha. Again, one of them is also bracha. And then the question is, you know, what are the outer boundaries of a tainus? And for now, we're saying that these two are related. The Rambam also seems to think that this is true. Ad revius. Again, if that's the definition of what ti'ima actually is. So let's just again review these two areas, because I think it's again really really quite fascinating. We all understand bracha. So a person, you know, afilu bereach, right? Minayin shemivarchin al reach shenemar. There's a hanoah that's associated with that. So that's one issue. And then there's another issue, which is sort of like, what will undermine my tainus? And the Gemara says, wherever one draws the line for one, let's stipulate that we'll draw the line for the other right there. Whatever hana you have to be matir, so that's what you can't have on a tainus. That's what you can't have on a tainus, and that is the psak of the Rambam. Ultimately, that anything which doesn't really need a matir, you're not really experiencing a hana. So that would not undermine your tainus. So again, what we're doing here, I think, is moving the discussion about tainus more in the direction of, is a person experiencing hana'ah, asr ladam hanos v'nalam zab lo bracha, or a person not experiencing hana'ah? And now I think the organization of the Rambam comes into incredibly stark relief. Right, if I'm, it might even go half a step further than what we were saying before. Because what was the Rambam's real point in the first half of the halacha? Is that a Yom HaTainus is a day of anti-hanoah. Oh, and by the way, the standard of Asur Ladam Lahanos Min Olam Hazeh Belo Bracha is defined as Tima is acceptable. And that's what makes Tima acceptable on a Yom HaTainus. Striking. Two other Hayaros in the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know, which shouldn't you have on a tainus? Simcha v'tuv lev. That's exactly what the Rambam thinks that you must have. Mido raisa on Yom Tov. That's the famous Rambam. Anything which is a sanctified time of Hashem. Shiva Simei Pesach, Shmona Simei Chag, Shari Yom Tovim Kulam, Asurim Behesped V'Tainis, V'Chayev Adam Liyosvam Sameach V'Tovlev, Hu Banav Ishto Bnei Veso, Chol Nivam Alav, Shnema V'Sameach V'Chagacha. It's a huge chiddush in the Rambam, that's a Din D'Oraisa. The Balei Tosfos will argue that point. Here you have it. The antonym of a tainus is a yom simcha v'tuv lev. Shivas yimei ha-pesach, ushmonas yimei ha-chag, imshar yomim tovim. You see what I'm trying to set up here, Akiva? There are Yimei Simcha V'Tuv Lev, Dehainu Yamim Tovim, and then there are Yimei
Hanyoseinu.
Yeah. And it's not really about the eating and the drinking, right? The question is the irreconcilable Kiyum Shebalev. So the Kiyum Shebalev on a Yom Tov is simcha v'tuv levav. The kiyum shebalev of the tainus is what? You don't have to wonder about it. The Rambam says it quite explicitly. Doeg v'oneg. Da'aga and aninus are totally incompatible with simcha and tuv levav. In fact, I think that the reason the Rambam chooses to use two terms is because he has two terms in the direction of simcha and tuv levav in a million different places. I personally think that simcha is countermanded by aninus, and tuv lev is countermanded by da'aga. A person who's in a state of tuv lev is in a state of serenity. Da'aga is antithetical to that. And of course, as we know, simcha and aninus are halachic antonyms. That's the Gemara Moed Katan. One has to give way to the other. Really interesting. So now the coup de grace on the Rambam. Al Yavor b'machshavatcha, don't even contemplate this. Davar says Shomrim Tipshei Umosolam V'Rov Golmei B'nei Yisrael. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Al Adam Itchilas Biyasa Liyasadik Arasha and Davar Kain. Kol Adam Raylo Liyasadik Moshe Rabbeinu Rasha Kiravam. Kevan Shekain Hu Nimtzas Achote Hu Iftifsid Esatzmo. Ulefikach. Therefore and only therefore. And it was out of your control. Well, why are you crying? Raylo Livkos Lakonin Achatav. Masha'as l'nafsho gemala ra'a. Hu shekasav acharav, ma'yi sonen adam chai gever al chata'av. V'chazar v'amar holo shusenu v'yadenu midatenu asinu kal ro'os, ro'yu lanu lachzor v'tshuva, la'azov v'shenu, shirishu sa'ata v'yadenu shekasav acharav, nach pisa d'rachenu v'nach kora v'neshu elecha. So the low-hanging fruit here, and I'll agree, is, of course, a Tanios, Midarchei Atshuva, so it's very nice. The Rambam quotes the same pasuk in both places, right? Ma'yison in Adam Chai, Gever al Chata'av. But I think it goes well beyond simply the idea that the Tainus is Midarchei Atshuva, and we're trying to be Ma'over Halavavos, Liftoach Darchei Atshuva, to use the Rambam's expression from Perikei of Tanios. But this pasuk, Ma'yisonein, Adam Chai, Gever Al Chata'av, that pasuk isn't just about, oh, you know, I have to take responsibility for this. Ultimately, it was my choice. But that pasuk is incredibly dispositive in terms of establishing the character of the Yom HaTainus as a Yom HaTshuva. Because when the Rambam wanted to formulate, you know, what you can't have the inner space of simcha v'tuv lev. What must you have? Da'aga v'aninus. So the Rambam, it was incredible psak and structure, but ultimately the Rambam just took it from the pasuk. Ma yisonein adam chai gever al chata'av. Ma yisonein. Da'aga ve'aninos. The Rambam structured the essential character of the Yom HaTainus, Yimei Tanios Elu, on a pasuk that is the central pasuk in Hilchos Tshuva. Ma'isonein Adam Chai, Gever Al Chata'av. Kind of amazing. So, right, Yamim Tovim, Yimei Simcha V'Tov Lev, are days Of course, the orientation isn't on chait. It's about experiencing the simcha of lifnei Hashem. Yemei Tanios are days of desperately trying to get back to lifnei Hashem, desperately. But the only way to get there is to be misonein and doeg. They're days of desperate tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva means that you're trying to get lifnei Hashem. Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha. So it's really fascinating. To get lifnei Hashem, so you have to go through this really difficult process that's actually just the opposite of what you're doing on days that are intrinsically lifnei Hashem. Yemei yamim tovim, yamim shel simcha v'tov lev, are asurim behespe v'tainis. So at once they're opposites, right? Da'aga and aninos versus simcha and tov lev. But at the same time, even as they're totally opposite one another, they actually share the same aspiration, which is lifnei Hashem. So one of them, you're in the wonderful life position of already being lifnei Hashem. The other one, you have to get there. So it's a really interesting thing. But the pasuk says it outright. The whole pasuk in Midaraisa that we're working off of here, and with this we'll conclude. V'chisavo melchama biyartzechem, al hatzar atzarer eschem, v'hariyosem b'chatzutros, v'nizkartem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, v'noshatem mi'evich. Lifnei Hashem elokeichem. Uviyom simchaschem uvamoadechem, roshechadchechem. Completely opposite. Tikatim bechatzotros, vayu lachem lizikaron lifnei elokeichem, ani Hashem elokeichem. Pasuk 1, you're desperately trying to get back lifnei Hashem. Desperately. Crisis. The other one, you're already there. Piyom simcha, piyom moed, roshecha tshechem. But again, back to the Rambam, we can still count them as one mitzvah. They can still be integrated. One mitzvah. It's the opposite in terms of what's mutter and asur on these days. One aspiration. Be in a state of lifnei Hashem. When a person finds themselves, to use the language of Hilchos Tshuva, muvdal, mishukatz, rachok, we've basically been exiled from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, so drastic measures are needed. Drastic measures are needed. Ma yisonein adam chai, gever al chatav, nach besa, derachenu, v'nach kora, v'nashuva ad Hashem. Okay, we'll hold it up here. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Okay.
Thank you.